With less than a week to go in the race for Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat, the once sleepy campaign has suddenly heated up, and the abortion issue has partially provided the spark. Right after the final debate of the campaign ended on Monday night, the Massachusetts Democratic Party started running an ad against the Republican candidate, State Senator Scott Brown, and yesterday, Brown fired back. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Here's the Massachusetts Democratic Party's ad against Scott Brown.
Brown even favors letting hospitals deny emergency contraception to rape victims.
In 2005, Brown proposed a measure that would have allowed medical personnel with religious objections to refuse to provide emergency contraception to anyone. His proposal never passed. By yesterday morning, some of the allies of the Democratic candidate, Attorney General Martha Coakley, had joined the fray. This is Andrea Miller, the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Massachusetts, at a press conference.
Time and again, Scott Brown has shown he is willing to compromise for political gain the health and well-being of some of the most vulnerable women in Massachusetts. And this includes victims of sexual assault.
Scott Brown's daughters rallied to their father's defense with a press conference of their own. His oldest daughter, Ayla, took a jab at Coakley.
Martha Coakley's new negative ad represents everything that discourages young women from getting involved in politics. And as a young woman, I'm completely offended by that. Her attack on my dad is completely inaccurate and misleading.
As interest in the race picks up, Brown is accelerating his fundraising. He says he raised $1.3 million in 24 hours, and he's spending some of his campaign's money airing his own ad. In the ad, he's standing in a kitchen.
By now, you've probably seen the negative ads launched by Martha Coakley and her supporters. Instead of discussing issues like health care and jobs, they decided the best way to stop me is to tear me down.
This battle over Brown's position on abortion comes as the race is becoming surprisingly competitive. Yesterday, Senator John Kerry sent out an email to Democrats asking for contributions to the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee. Kerry called the race between Coakley and Brown a dead heat. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.